Hi, everyone. My name is Don Ryan. I'm a senior fellow at HFS Research, a global research and analysis firm. A recent HFS survey in partnership with Cinity found that one-third of executives believe less than half of their organization's data is consumable, highlighting just how many organizations aren't ready for Gen AI. The topic of our conversation today is don't be lazy with data when it comes to Gen AI. The key question we want to explore in the next 15 minutes is why is data important? Why is it so critical for successful generative AI implementations? And what are the steps in data management that all enterprises must take to drive scale and outsized returns with AI? To discuss this, we're here today with Chris Gorton. Chris is Senior Vice President and Managing Director of EMEA at Cinity, a leader in enterprise data management software and services, including platform and migration services. And we're very pleased to have Leno Morris, Global Head of Data and Analytics at Caldic. Caldic is a client of Cinity. Caldic is a global distributor of ingredients and specialty chemicals for the life sciences and industrial markets. It is a diverse and data-intensive business involving thousands of product SKUs from its principal supply partners to customers in the food, pharma, personal care, and industrial markets. In addition to a comprehensive portfolio of 25,000 products, Caldic provides custom solutions through services like blending, mixing, repacking, and technical application support. So with that, Leno, I wanted to start with you. Despite the excitement, many companies have yet to realize the true value of Gen AI. Can you describe your company's use of Gen AI? Just as way of background, our research at HFS shows about 27% of the market are fast followers today and 5% are pioneers using Gen AI at scale. Leno?
Yeah, thank you very much, Dawn, and also Chris, happy to be here. In Caldic, we have a number of initiatives ongoing that leverage AI. Still in the early phases and low-hanging fruit, but yet AI-based, such as scraping to enrich product data, optical character recognition, and AI to bring unstructured data to structured. We anticipate further acceleration and expansion of AI use cases, and I'd like us to be able to, for instance, speak with our data. Let AI, for instance, generate answers alongside of dashboards and reports. In order to establish valuable AI, we need to get our foundational data correct. Hence, our focus now is upon governance, cleaning, harmonizing, and sustaining.
So, Chris, how does that correspond with some other the companies that you work with in terms of key considerations in adopting Gen AI?
Essentially completely agree with the approach that they're taking at Caldic and Leno's helping to drive. It's I think people often get caught up in the hype. We talk about AI as part of any hype. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone wants it and is monitoring it. But we know AI has been around for a long time. I'm old enough to have remembered when AI was being built into business intelligence and analytics platforms, and the message was still, you've got to get your data right. So I think whilst the hypes come and go, the foundational message is data is still the most important part of making any of these initiatives successful. So removing duplicate, inconsistent, inaccurate information is absolutely critical.
What other considerations might be important? So we've discussed data, governance. If we maybe take a project or two that you've done at Caldic, what are kind of all of the considerations that are coming into play here to drive Gen AI at scale?
I believe that fundamental to AI success is the quality of the data, and therefore validity, completeness, accuracy, and therefore comparing apples with apples effectively. Without these elements, I believe AI is just like any manual piece of insights and therefore a leap of faith. Now, if our organization is reluctant, for instance, to put in the effort of assuring data quality, then Gen AI will also respond in a, well, quote unquote, lazy manner in return. So proper AI, in my mind, also requires proper data foundation. Now, at Caldic specifically, we're in the process of overcoming our data, process, skills, and technical debt while pioneering with small AI use cases.
What might be an example of a use case that you're doing today?
So we're, for instance, at this moment in time, I've mentioned scraping on the internet to enrich our product data, for instance. Yeah, there's a lot of publications of product sheets, which we can retrieve and therefore also enrich. Unstructured data on, for instance, safety data sheets on PDF forms that we need to get also internalized. That is a type of optical character recognition, together with AI, which is allowing us to bring unstructured to structured data.
So how might this change if we kind of look out 2 to 3 years? The examples you're giving is easier access to information, linking structured and unstructured data together, doing more transformation activities. How does this change your business?
Yeah, I would say within Caldic, we're having a multi-ERP, multi-CRM, multi-data platform environment. And therefore, for us, an aligned data foundation is required. At high speed, we are developing these solutions, and in there, Synity, for instance, is helping us. Improving our data and is bringing also value to the company by us being able to engage better with our business partners. Now, with this reliable data, I'm also excited for the next 2 years, as our company will be on an accelerated pace, applying new processes that indeed allows us to become much more business partner centric.
So we start first with more visibility and access to information, as you're describing. And then the next step is integrating that into process transformation, both with customers as well as partners. And that's the more, you know, from the research we've done, that's the more difficult thing, but it's the North Star, I think, that companies are striving to achieve over the next 2 to 3 years, both for transactional activity as well as kind of transformation process integration as well. Chris, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things, and we're talking about this more and more. In order to make sure that in the coming years you're seeing the successes and benefits of anything. It's not just Gen AI again. I know this is about Gen AI, but anything that the business is doing to try and improve efficiency, mitigate risk, be more compliant, etc., is having understanding the context in what you're doing and why you're doing it. So we talk about data in context. How is data technically correct? To Leno's point, meets the requirements of the application, but also derives and maintains the business value and benefits. The data foundation piece, I think, is really important. And people have got to start treating data and the implementation of Gen AI as a business process. It won't stand there on its own. It doesn't function on its own. Just like order to cash and all the business processes. People need data, technology needs data, and processes need data. And it's got to be presented in the right way, be relevant, factual, accurate.
That's interesting. So I just want to maybe just step back. So from a governance and management standpoint, Leno's role is a chief data officer, you know, person that's driving this whole data management. Is this going to be an increasingly important role from a management standpoint to, you know, as we kind of put data on the same level as other key processes, data management on the same level as other key processes within enterprises? Maybe, Leno, if you could take that first.
And it's preaching to my own choir, of course. Yet, nevertheless, I think especially in this day and age where a lot of the processes are further automated, more generative AI is being used, data becomes a cornerstone foundation for all these use cases. Managing that data well, but also securing that, understanding the models that are being deployed, and also being invested in the environment with that, is of essence. And that I see also as part of a role as a chief data officer. So will that role evolve onto similar levels as other functional areas that we commonly know? That is yet to be seen. The only thing that I can at this moment also pinpoint is the fact that data is underpinning a lot of what we're trying to achieve in the next coming 5 to 10 years.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's interesting. We had a conversation with Kevin Campbell, the CEO of Cinity, and he said that probably 80% of the work that's classified as AI today is actually just changing the data, cleaning, organization, governance. So that's very much in line, I think, with the point you're making, Leno. I guess to finish, I'd like to talk about specifically about how Cinity addresses these data transformation and foundational requirements.
Yeah, so recently Caldic effectively transformed from a set of regional and local players into a worldwide distributor, providing therefore also the opportunity to create a globally integrated platform. Now, data plays a key role in that transformation of our organization into that global player. And also a solid data quality is going to be the foundation to enable us to create value for our business partners, our customers and principal suppliers alike. Now, today, for instance, we're constrained by limited visibility, single accounts, individual products, and we want to source from or serve towards multiple locations. Now, proper data and proper data management is enabling us to improve our data analysis, optimize our sales, and also logistical processes at a faster pace.
Yeah, and I guess bringing the message up a level to both management partners and customers in the transformational aspect of this journey between data and Gen AI. Chris, I'm going to just ask you to finish up. Are there two or three things that are top of mind with Cinity in working with clients in the way that Leno just described?
So I think I've touched on some of them, but like I say, we're on a mission. We use every hype cycle to try and grow that bigger follower an audience of people that really start to get that data is important. It's hard. We know it's hard. That's why we excel in what we do with our customers. So it is still our job to educate and make sure more people understand it, more people realize that there are specialists out there that can help them deliver. And we're doing that through shifting left the time to value on data. You don't have to wait for programs to finish to get the value from data. We're really focusing on what I call, and Leno, I've talked about this, first time right delivery of data projects. Too many of them do not finish on the first, second or third attempt. I argue, and I explain to many executives, Cinity, unfortunately, finishes more projects than we start.
Well, that's great. Thank you both, Chris and Leno, for this fantastic discussion today. And we look forward to continuing it over the next year to really get into these key drivers for Gen AI and data and the linkage between the two. Thank you again.